Hi, Carm Capriotto here, and welcome to episode 397. Now, we've covered the aftermarket industry from text to trends and almost everything in between. Now, let's discuss the business side of things and how our guest managed the transition and integration coming from a recent acquisition. Now, here's a taste.
So usually when we walk in, the least of the concerns is their pay, because they're reassured right up front that will not change. And typically, it just gets better over time. We have better commission plans in place.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, welcome to an interview with Mike Allen from Telly Tire. This episode will show you the intricacies and the sensitivity of acquiring a new shop. There's a lot of challenges involved, such as rebranding and employee onboarding. This interview will open doors to decision makers to understand more about new shop integration. Hi, Carm Capriotto here. Happy to be presenting the strongest content library of the context of the automotive aftermarket. Hey, I want to let you know that Remarkable Results Radio is proud to partner with Napa Auto Care and the upcoming 2020 Napa Expo. Join Napa in Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020, and discover the latest innovations in the auto care industry. Enrollment's going on right now, so contact your Napa store team to learn more. Hey, thanks for being in our ecosystem, traveling in our orbit of education, as you set out to listen to learn just one thing every day. You know, I'm glad to have you as a mobile listener, but don't forget the value of the Remarkable Results Radio website. From the books page, the archive page, the tag cloud, and the photos page, there's a ton of information to help you focus on just what you need from the over 500 episode library. Now listen to Mike Allen, general manager of Telly Tires and Auto Centers in the greater St. Louis, Missouri area. Mike was recently involved in an integration of one of Telly Tires' most recent acquisitions. This 10-store, 77-year-old legacy company has been on an acquisition path, and with that comes the challenges of integration. From culture, team, and customer, Mike Allen talks about how he has helped lead one particular integration for the Telly family. Aftermarket professionals and shop owners will find this episode useful if they plan to expand and acquire shops. We can never say that there will be no risks with integration, but Mike's wisdom will help you understand the excitement, opportunities, and challenges that come with growth. Find the key talking points and Mike's bio at remarkableresults.biz/E397. Now, here's Mike Allen. Hey, a warm welcome to Mike Allen from Telly Tire in St. Louis. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Carm. How are you?
Hey, great, man. I'm glad to have you here. Now, you're the general manager out there, or one of them. Are there a couple GMs?
Yeah, we actually have eight right now, actually.
Eight general managers, and how many locations?
We have nine. I'm currently the general manager for two locations, actually, as of last week.
Interesting. Well, I know a little bit about that. Are you traveling like ungodly miles every week to do that?
Fortunately enough, most of our locations are in the St. Louis area. But I did take on an acquisition in Jefferson City, Missouri, which is about 190 miles from the St. Louis area. So for about 4.5 weeks, as you and I were trying to conduct this meeting weeks ago, I was tied up in Jeff City.
Yeah, cool. All right, Jeff City, that was the latest acquisition?
That was correct, yes.
Okay. So the reason you're here is I want to talk about acquisitions. I mean, our industry is really at an interesting crossroads. We're talking a lot about growing from one store to two to three, and a lot of the smaller shop owners that have two, three, four stores, and they're not small by any means, and I didn't mean to say small, but they're growing. And they all have great stories to tell about what they've learned about each and every acquisition. And you know, I wish I could have done this better. You know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. The old woulda, coulda, shoulda story.
Absolutely.
And so
Absolutely.
Here you are with nine locations, and you gave me a secret a little while ago. You said there may be 10 by the end of the month.
That is correct. If everything goes as planned, by the middle of December, we will have location number 10. And I think that should do it for the year. Considering the year's almost over, and then next year's a new year, you know, maybe two or three more.
Great. And so the company's growing.
Absolutely. Very, very quickly. Very quickly.
As a general manager, are you excited about that?
I am. With all of these new stores, it opens up a lot of doors for a lot of employees, including myself. So there's a lot of opportunity to be had working with a growing company. So yes, I'm very excited about the future here.
Okay, Mike. So you get a call from Aaron Telly and he goes, Mike, we got another one.
Yeah. At that point, it really depends on the other locations of the stores and what's going on. As we grow, there is the issues with employment and finding good help. So it really just depends on where I'm at and what I'm doing. So for example, when I'm in Jeff City and I'm an hour and a half away, 2 hours away, I may not be able to break free from a store that is, we're starting, I guess you can say, from the ground up. So we may throw somebody else in there if I can't be there at that moment in time.
Are you planning, though, are you given enough time, 2 or 3 months, to start seeding the ranks so that you can, expand people out with your culture, with your systems, with your processes?
Yes. Usually when we buy a store, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, there's usually a few months, before you can actually do all the paperwork and sign off and walk in as a Telly Tire. So yeah, there's usually plenty of notice, especially with the Jeff City location. That was a life changer for me. I'm going to stay somewhere for 4.5 days out of the week. I have kids and a family. So, I do have to prepare for those types of transitions. Now, usually if it's in a St. Louis area, I can be home and back to work the next day, so that's not, doesn't cause any issues there.
Are you having fun in the integration process? It's a lot of hard work, but do you enjoy it?
I do. I'm learning a lot. I mean, every single day, every transition is a little different. The more I get comfortable with this, the more I'll take on at a particular location. For example, the last one in Jefferson City, I did everything from helping the employees with our daily processes and procedures to negotiating with vendors and things of that nature, getting inventory put into place. So yeah, I enjoy it quite a bit. I mean, it has its challenges, don't get me wrong, but I do enjoy it.
So that's what you like about it? What, sitting down with people negotiating or meeting new customers?
I do like, right now, I do more interaction with employees, with vendors, sales reps. Basically, I deal with more of the internal customers than I do with the external at this point. Now, I do enjoy my interactions with my external customers. When I come to my St. Charles location, which is home for me, then I can spend more time seeing customers. When I do an acquisition, once I get the time, I'll step out with customers and let them know what's going on as people get a little uneasy with change. So I'll try to spend some time with the customers at that location to make them feel comfortable, talk about our culture, what it is we're doing, what it is we offer, and try to just kind of build a reputation there.
Well, you just said the magic word, by the way, change, the difficulties
yes.
of change. What can you share with our audience that helps not only you confront the constant change that's going on in your world, kind of being the point man on integration, a new place, here in another, by the end of the month, you're going to have another challenge on your hands. How do you help not only yourself, but your team get over change?
I make them feel as comfortable as possible. Be honest with them. When we go into a store and, now that we're almost up to number 10, you have a better feel of what it is you're going to say when you walk into a door to a bunch of employees that are very uneasy with the change that is. So I do my job as best I can as far as being honest with them, make them feel comfortable. And that seems to help. When you kind of walk in and I don't want to say give the employees false hope, but there's so many things that change when you do this acquisition. For example, when we go into a store, we would tell the employees that as far as a culture standpoint, we try to find locations that fit what we're doing, as far as what their reviews are like, their clientele, their customer base. We really try to focus on those items before we even walk into a business. As we grow, you tend to find that not every location is going to be, successful when you walk in. So it's our job to obviously change that. When we walk into a door, we would let the employees know that as far as what they're doing, the way they deal with the customers, we don't want to change that, because ideally they've already got a good clientele, good customer base, and we don't want to jeopardize that by any means. So you start going in and talking about the good things you offer, but don't always talk about the change that's going to be put in place in terms of who is going to be your main vendor, who is going to be your tire supplier, And then when you walk in and change those things, they start getting uneasy.
Okay, so you're in front of the group, and you're saying, hi, I'd like to introduce you to Aaron Telly. He's our president. I'm going to be your general manager for a short term. And I don't know if this is how it works, but I'm kind of playing up a scenario here with you.
Sure, sure.
And you have your standard, you know, and I love what you said. Let them get comfortable. Always be honest. Don't give them any false hopes. Love that stuff. But when the question comes up and they say, well, who are we going to buy parts from? What happens? I mean, if you're going to be honest and not give them any false hopes, do you say we're going to take what would, I don't want to put the words in your mouth, but what would be an example of what you would say at that time? That's, you know, way ahead of the time that the changes would happen.
Sure. No, we do have a meeting with all of the employees, usually 3 to 4 days prior to turning that into a Telly Tire. So we'll go in, kind of catch most of these guys off guard. You know, not every employee has that relationship with their prior employer about what is going on. A lot of these employers kind of catch them off guard. So we kind of come in and we've changed our speech with them, and we included that type of change. So we go in and say, we don't want you guys to change the way you are and how you deal with customers, but just so you know, these are things that you will see change. You will see, you know, a vendor. And in some cases, that particular location may already use that vendor. So we have a primary vendor that we use, and we explain why we use that as we grow, the benefits of having that. Most guys, once you tell them that, they usually don't have any issues. Now, they still have their own leeway. You know, in other words, we have a main vendor that we use. Jeff City, for example, that was a location that didn't have the main vendor that we used. So I allowed them to pick which one they had a good relationship with. And then we went forward with that. And then as time goes on, we may change the vendor again that is able to support every location as best as possible. But the location in Jeff City, completely different. We let those guys continue business with the people they had in place already.
That's a great strategy. What about pay? What about benefits? Is that all covered right up front?
Absolutely. So usually when we go into a place, they're going to be paid more than they were before we came in. We do offer a lot of better benefits than most, you know, single locations are able to offer. You know, we have better 401k plans. We do offer, you know, free flights for employees and their families after working for a certain amount of years. You know, we have retirement trips that we send these guys on, or trips after they've been with the company for 25 years. Great insurance, a lot of flexibility. In my opinion, a very good amount of vacation time. So usually when we walk in, the least of the concerns is their pay, because they're reassured right up front that will not change. And typically it just gets better over time. We have better commission plans in place.
Remarkable Results Radio and Napa Auto Care know the auto care industry is revving up. New technologies are changing cars and the way people use them. To stay in the driver's seat of all these advancements, you need to take charge of your learning, your business, and your legacy. Now, that's where 2020 Napa Expo comes in. With help from industry experts and the best suppliers and manufacturers, the 2020 Napa Expo will provide the innovations and answers you need to charge forward into the future. This is your chance to network with experts in the industry, discover the latest innovations that will help you stay market competitive, and learn more about the new products, services, and equipment you'll soon be using every day. Hey, if you missed this one-of-a-kind event in 2015, I'm here to tell you, you don't want to miss the 2020 Napa Expo. But you don't have to take my word for it. Here are a few of the comments we've heard from Napa Auto Care Business Development Group members talking about their experience at the 2015 Napa Expo. And I quote, "You learn so much in the seminars that our guys find it really exciting and say, hey, I can do this when I get back." Another quote, "Napa continues to bring new programs up for us to get to the next level in marketing, business management, and training." And finally, "You'll come away with a lot of knowledge and friendships that you'll be able to leverage in your own business." Hey, take charge of your learning, your business, and your legacy, and join me at the 2020 Napa Expo in Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020. Hey, contact your Napa Auto Parts store today to reserve your package for this can't-miss event. Enrollment is going on right now. I love what you're saying. We've been talking an awful lot in the industry about the road to great technicians and career pathing and many of the issues that are going on inside of our industry is to build a better company so that we can build a better comp plan so that the retention of our people is there. They feel comfortable. They've got a home. The likelihood of someone wanting to get up and go. And I really do believe that the more you pay, you have a choice of really being able to hire superstars because you've got a superstar package for someone. You don't have to settle for second best.
Absolutely. And as you already know, that the struggle is not only finding good technicians, but also service advisors and also general service technicians. So we try to put a package together that makes it very appealing to work here. And, you know, and it seems to help, you know, because when you have a guy that's working in a dealership making a fair amount of money, you know, when you come to a small independent shop, typically you don't have those perks as a bigger location would.
I love some of the things that you mentioned, and I have to say that I have yet to hear them discussed on the podcast. You said free flights?
Yes, yes. After about 7 years of employment, we do offer to our employees and their family that will pay for, you know, their flights. If they decide they want to go to Disney World, they let us know. They give us about 6-7 months notice, and we arrange their flight, and they fly for free.
So if me and my wife had 5 kids, it's the whole family?
The whole family.
Man,
the entire
that's
family.
A cool perk.
Yes.
At the 7-year level. Okay. Now, talk to me about vacation. What are you offering as far as the time off?
Well, sure. You know, most general managers usually have unlimited amount of vacation. However, you know how busy this industry can get. So it's, you know, you can't take 5 or 6 weeks
okay,
off. You
so
know,
wait a minute.
But,
stop. Time out. Yeah. You're a general manager and you know they have an unlimited amount of time. So how much time do you actually take?
You know what? I've been a part of it for 2 years. Going through the acquisition is not an easy task. You know, there's a lot of hours to be put in. There's a lot of change even for a guy like me. You know, there's every time you buy a store, you learn something new, you know, and you got to change certain things here and there. So, you know, I'm pretty dedicated, so I probably don't take advantage of the unlimited vacation. But so far this year, I've been in Mexico for 5 days. I just returned from Florida for about 7-8 days. You know, that's all I've taken so far, a few days here or there. But as far as our technicians are concerned, you know, most of our service advisors, technicians get about 3 weeks of paid vacation. There's different negotiations for certain people, you know, so that can be changed if need be.
That's a great number, 3 weeks. That's great. And so, and I love what you're saying. When you walk into an acquisition, what you're really saying to me is typically we're offering them a package that they're going to look at and say, wow.
Absolutely.
It reminds me of a wow factor. So the benefits are great. Do you have any pay adjustments or do you keep them right where they are until you get your feel?
Well, it really just depends. I can't say to my knowledge that we purchase a store that the employees stay the same. Usually every employee has a pay increase.
Okay.
At this location, every employee had got a pay increase from day one. We purchased a location where a gentleman, a business owner, didn't offer any type of benefits, no 401ks, no vacation. So instead of that, he paid the guys very well. What we did is they were actually paid higher than anybody else in the Tele-Tire organization. And to my knowledge, anybody that I know of in the independent industry, what we did for them was we kept their pay the same, even though it was a little high, but we also offered them all of the perks that they never had before. So not only did their pay stay the same, but they also received health insurance, dental insurance, the 3 weeks vacation, the 401k contributions, which are, pretty high in my opinion. So a lot of things for those guys went up, but their pay did stay the same.
Well, that's generous of you. Now, will you just keep that pay where it is until the rest of the team catches up?
Yes. That probably won't change anytime soon.
Got it.
I would imagine with that particular location, it's been probably one of our hardest ones, to be honest with you. Not every employee there was on board with the change that we wanted to offer. And as those people may move on to other things, we'll replace them and probably keep the new people on a more of a realistic pay structure.
Mike, how often do you see that transition out from a team member that you acquired in the transaction? Do you see it happening you see 20% attrition?
You know, I tell you what, every store has been very successful. Every store we've purchased, everybody stayed on board. This one, this last acquisition was the struggle. And we did have to, unfortunately, you know, part ways with certain employees. I think when you do purchase a store, you know, not everybody may stay on board. You know, sometimes you buy a store and they're overstaffed to begin with, you know, and our job when we bought them was probably for financial reasons, you know, so we have to stop the bleeding somewhere. And sometimes that does include parting ways with certain people. So for the most part, everybody that was purchased with location has stayed on board. Usually every location, we promote a general manager within. That's how I got promoted. So usually we take general managers within a store and turn them in. I'm sorry, we'll take a service advisor from a location and promote them to a general manager. Yeah, so far we've been very successful with the exception of one location. But once everybody merge with us, I should say, and we show them the benefits package, they're usually pretty quick to stay on board.
Got it.
You know, and no reason to leave.
The challenges of rebranding, Mike, is that like right up there in the top three?
It's difficult. I think as we continue to acquire new stores and the things we learn with every acquisition, it gets a little bit easier. Customers get used to a certain thing. You know, a lot of the stores we purchase have been in business for 30 to 50 years, you know, and they've got a good clientele and, you know, a lot of people don't like change. So that it's definitely a struggle. I feel like we've gotten better at communicating with our customers. We do send out nice mailers. We try to prepare everybody as much as possible with what it is we're doing. So when people walk into our door, they're somewhat already prepared for what we're doing. And then usually have a guy like me there, or, you know, hopefully one of the service advisors has a good reputation. We want them to kind of help us build that with the customers and let them know everything's going to be okay.
How about renovation? Do you make it a point right away to, you know, when someone walks in, you want them to do have a wow factor?
Absolutely. Depending on the location, depends on how quickly we move with that. There have been locations that we've waited 6 or 7 months before we made any drastic change. There's been locations that we've changed from day one. We buy every store we purchase is unique in its own way.
But reasons, give me some reasons behind that, why you would do it right away and why you would wait.
With some of the locations that have been business for a while, and again, I know I kept saying this, but people don't like change. So when we buy a location that's been there for a while, good reputation, successful business, we will let it kind of soak in for people before we start making any type of drastic change, you know, with new business name on the front of the building or monumental signs. So with those types of locations.
But is part of that, Mike, because the former owner had, you know, such a commanding lead in the business that you just wanted to soften the transition?
Yes. Yes. The only time we typically move quickly on any type of renovations or name changes is if we're buying a location that was not doing so well. You know, maybe they have bad reviews. So we want to quickly turn that around and work off of our other stores and their reviews. So if we buy a location that's not doing as well, we'll move right in, move quickly and change it over.
Are you guys a tire store? Are you a tire mechanical store, mechanical tire store? What's the makeup of Telly Tire?
Mechanical tire. It's every store is different. They're all unique. For example, my location is probably 70% mechanical, 30% tires. I've got stores that don't do any tires at all or very few. For example, we purchased stores that never sold tires, and they now sell tires, not on a large level, not a lot of quantity. For example, the store we bought, believe this or not, in Jeff City, is actually a quick lube, an oil change facility. So we went in that building and we changed everything. You know, we put tire machines in, we put everything in place that they need in order to be a full service repair shop. Because at one time they were just an oil change facility.
Mike, if you sat down with Aaron and you guys were putting the integration plan together, your expectations, both you and Aaron's expectations of 90% integration, culture, people, brand, is it 60, is it 90 days, is it shorter, longer?
It really depends. You know, I'd like to say with the location like St. Charles, for example, the one that I work at primarily, my home, if you will, mm-hmm. That was a location that within about 30 we'll say 60 days that we were up and running. Everything from digital inspections to the way we estimate repairs. A lot of the stores we buy use the same point of sale system. So when you buy a store that's already operating like the rest of them, you can move pretty quickly. When you purchase a store that, for example, primarily does oil changes, you can bet 6 months before you can have that place up and running.
That's a big shift.
Yeah. It's been a lot of work. It's been a tremendous amount of work.
You came from an acquisition, am I right? I mean,
I did.
Yeah. So you've been on the receiving side. When you sit in front of anyone that you guys are acquiring, you've really got some big empathy.
Absolutely. You know, another reason why I probably am a part of that. You know, I'm good with talking to the employees, and since I've been through this, it's easy for me to reassure the guys that although this is scary, nerve-wracking, I was in the same boat. You know, I was going to quit, you know, when I found out we were being acquired by another location. I didn't want any part of that until I sat down with the owner and he reassured me and offered me opportunity. And I figured, well, heck, how can you turn this down? How can you say no? So yeah, when I go into a location, being that I've been through this, it makes it a lot easier to reassure the employees there that everything will be okay. And, you know, explain again, being honest, letting them know what we will see change, what we won't see change, and just reassuring them that in the end, maybe 6 months of a little bit more hours, a little bit extra work, a lot more learning, but everything in the end is going to be okay.
What's the first major change you would make in an acquisition? Is there any the number one thing you got to go in and do?
Right now, first of all, make sure all the employees are on board. That's the number one thing. Second thing would be, and again, this could change next month with a new store. I don't know, but right now we would pretty much go in and change the vendor, use the number one vendor.
Why is that so important? I mean, would you think it would be team, customers, and then vendor?
Well, a lot of the vendor stuff is behind the scenes. You know, with seven locations, it's important for us to maximize on any rebates, rewards, anything that we can get on the backside.
Sure. But, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in, I mean, if you don't have the team with you and the customers, you know, aren't coming back because there's a new name on the building. I'm not sure if I should go in there or not. You could survive with whatever vendor that you have for a few weeks. I'm just challenging your thinking.
Yeah, no. I mean, again, it really depends on the store. You know, if you purchase a store that is reputable, a good reputation, you know, we move slowly with that. You know, we will...
I get it. If it's in the marketplace and it's a high rep, it's easy to integrate a new vendor within a week, for example, especially if the culture is strong and they're moving to an equal culture. I guess you're right. Team first, quick, fast, customers almost assured, and then, you know, and then if I'm just thinking out loud here, third would be third would be a piece of cake, especially if it's in your footprint. That's no problem. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Consolidation going on in our industry. I mean, you're a consolidator.
Yes.
Do people pick up the phone and call you guys? Are you guys out on the hunt? How's it work?
A little bit of both. You know, as you start doing this and your name gets out, you know, there may be places, business owners that, in my opinion, don't have an exit strategy. They want to get out. They hear about us, and they may reach out to us. And there are times where we're scouting. There's several of us that, yeah, I guess you could say, just kind of keep an eye out, or just, you know, just being in the industry. You know, you get a feel of other stores and good locations, and so it really does go both ways. You know, I'd say more often than not, I don't know what Aaron does on his end, but I would say we're probably reaching out to them more than we're, you know, than they're reaching out to us.
Got it. So if Aaron is reaching out, Mike, what's he looking for?
You know what? I think that changes on a daily basis, to be honest with you. I think initially, as we were really starting to grow, you know, looking for locations that had a good, I know I keep saying this, have a good reputation, have a good clientele, maybe have been in business for 20 plus years, a lot of good reviews online. Those are things that we look for. As we grow, I don't want to say those things aren't as important, but as long as we can work on our reviews and our culture, we can go into a store pretty quickly. If that one's not doing so well, and we can change things up right off the bat and basically wipe out that location's name and start fresh with us. And when people go online, as a lot of people do, to find out where they want to take their vehicles to get repaired, I think a lot of people look at the reviews, and when they see that, it makes it more appealing to walk in that door.
Got it. I mean, the conversion to culture would be a whole lot easier if the reviews, you know, if there's a, you know, 55-star reviews there.
Yes. Yes. We have a store that was really on the verge of, I guess you could say, closing their doors down. A lot of terrible reviews. We went in right off the bat and, you know, made a lot of change, remodeled, you know, put the Telly Tire website right off the bat, name change, everything. And people that went there, what was the old location. Matter of fact, I was sitting on a plane Sunday coming back from Florida, and I sit down on my seat, and there was a lady sitting next to me who had a dog in her lap. So I started petting her dog, and we started talking, and she says, you know, we both acknowledge that we're both going to St. Louis. We both live there. I asked her where she lived. She goes, Central West End. I said, oh, really? I said, we just bought a store in Central West End and called Telly Tire. She's like, oh my gosh, I saw that. She's like, I went there before and it wasn't a good experience. She goes, but I drove by and I noticed the outside was remodeled, and I could tell they were remodeling the inside. She was very excited about that. She just moved from Chicago. So she hasn't been there since it's been a Telly Tire, but I did talk to her for a while and explain the change to her. And she was very open to that and willing to go back there again. So
is the reason that you would make an acquisition of a struggling business all about location?
Yeah, for the most part, yes. You know, location is I think, a big part, you know, of the success of the business. You know, I think if you're a specialty shop, you know, you can afford to maybe not be right off the main road or maybe right off the highway. But yeah, most of what we purchase is based on location.
Any failures along the way?
Not yet. Not
good.
Yet. It's struggles. I wouldn't say failures.
And the biggest struggles was going to be of the top three. Of course, it's not vendor. Is it customer or team?
Team. We would have one location that has been, and you know, Carm, I wanted to touch on you on that, you know, the steps that we take and the things we change right off the bat. And maybe I didn't say this earlier, but we do a very good job, in my opinion, of reaching out to the customers in the system and in the surrounding area well prior to a lot of change. You know, pretty much from right off the bat, we send newsletters out letting customers know what it is we're doing, kind of how we merged and how this is coming about. So we do reach out to the customers pretty instantly.
I like that.
So I didn't mention that earlier when I skipped and went straight to the vendors. I started thinking of the internal stuff we change, but we do reach out immediately to customers and let them know what's going on. And then, of course, you know, people that walk in the door, we have usually a spiel of some sort that we use, you know, that, you know, we use to talk to the customers as they come in and they wait for their cars and, you know, they want to know where the old owner is, you know. So we usually have a talk with the team and say, hey, this is what we want to say and this is what we should say and offer, tell them about all the good things we offer and all of those things. So we spend a lot of time with customers, you know, getting them acclimated to the new change.
Any great advice that you could give to anyone looking to either be a consolidator or to sell their business?
Be patient. Be prepared for a lot of work. It's not easy. It's doable. It's, in my opinion, worth doing. I can't say I have any more advice, you know, that I can think of off the top of my head.
I like that. Patience. Well, it's huge.
Very much so. You know, every time you know, when I say patience, you know, when you keep growing, there's more that comes with that. There's more issues that you've never really experienced when you were a single or dual location. You know, there's a lot more, you know, workman's comp issues. There's more, you know, employment issues. There's a lot to work with. And the more you grow and the bigger you get, it's almost like a light switch. You know, it's just everything's going smooth. Everything's going great. And then one day, just all the problems of becoming a bigger company just happen one day.
Yeah, there's operational issues that you can't fathom in a one or two location operation when you get up to 9, soon to be 10 for you guys. Hey, what makes Telly Tire unique?
We are a company that's been in business for 76 years. We take pride in our customers and you know, the way we deal with our customers and the relationships that we build. We try to be unique as much as possible in that aspect.
Everybody wants to say that, you know, we have a unique relationship or experience for our customers, Mike, but name me one.
I would say from the minute they walk in the door and they see what our offices look like, the, you know, the dedication we put into making it a very comfortable atmosphere to be within, you know, a lot of things that help is, you know, when we purchase a store, the idea is to keep the people on board with that. Usually when you buy a location, there's that one guy, you know, that's got that good relationship or has been there for many years. When people walk in the door and see that, and then they see the change, that almost instantly puts them at ease, you know, to know that, hey, I'm coming back to a place that although has a new name, it's still the same familiar faces. And I would say that that's what, you know, makes the transition of buying a, maybe not transition, but the when we buy these stores and people can walk in and see those familiar faces, and it just makes them more comfortable. As far as uniqueness, the front office, the way we design and the way we remodel them, the things that we offer, that kind of blows them away a little bit. Not a lot of neat chairs and
okay, the things that you offer, Mike, for example, something that's unique that you offer? I mean, do you anything like shuttles or loaner cars or valets or anything?
Yes, yes. I forgot about all that. Yeah, we every location has its own shuttle vehicle, which, you know, most, in my opinion, I think most places have at least a shuttle vehicle. But we also provide loaner vehicles at no charge to the customer. So right now, out of the 9 stores we have, every location has about 2 loaner cars. That's absolutely free to the customer. The only thing that we ask is they put you know, replenish the gas that they used. We loan those out, some cases for a week at a time. Some cases I do it 5 times a day. But we offer the loaner vehicles. When you walk into our offices, you have, you know, fresh fruit. You have, you know, complimentary water, soda in some cases. We have little kiosk centers in some of the stores where customers can go in and look at our, you know, website or look at tires or, you know, while they're just waiting there. There's just, you know, something they could do. And we have good warranties that we offer. But yeah, no, the loaner cars are a very, very, very big item here. You know, people love them. You know, it's we try to make it as convenient as possible for the customers.
It sounds like a great, great company. And maybe one day we need to sit down and find out what makes Telly Tire tick. Wow, that's an alliteration. That's an alliteration.
A lot of work, a lot of dedication. That's what makes it tick.
You know? I hear you, man. I hear you. Hey, great to be with you, Mike. Mike Allen, General Manager from Telly Tire out in St. Louis. Thanks for you know, giving us the inside scoop on your integration strategies and the challenges that and the opportunities you face as a key integrator for the company.
You know, so I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to be a part of this. And thanks for inviting me. I had a great time.
Hey, thanks, Mike Allen, for your enlightenment on integrations and carving out a few moments to share with the Remarkable Results Radio listener. Hey, the link to the show notes is at remarkableresults.biz/E397. Hey, you know, I'd like to know what matters to you. Topics, guests, formats, you name it. Write me at carm@remarkableresults.biz. Hey, your learning curve never sounded this good.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.